62% of this year's freshman class, 62% in elementary teacher ed are African American or Latino students who completed a rigorous selection process to be admitted. Because of our commitment to urban schools, the retention rate for our teachers after 5 years is 75%. That's compared to a national average of 50% in all school districts and far lower than that in urban school districts. The college has recently received 3 national best practice awards from the American Association of Colleges of Teacher Ed. It is the only college of ed listed in the U.S. News Top 50, serving our demographic of students and serving urban schools at scale. And I'll just say as an aside, part of the reason we're successful at doing this is AAAN, and it is Lares. It supports on this campus that help these students succeed in a rigorous environment. In addition to producing high-quality urban teachers, UIC faculty have assumed key leadership positions in education policy making with Chicago Public Schools. For example, the College of Ed and the College of Arts and Sciences faculty together have led the design of major literacy and math science curriculum initiatives now operating in the school system. Because of this record of commitment and impact, this year the College of Ed received a $16.4 million grant to lead a federal grant to lead a consortium of 4 Chicago universities in redesigning teacher ed for high-need urban schools. I want to turn to something that's of special interest to me, which is one of the most influential areas of urban impact for UIC's College of Ed, and that's been the creation of a doctoral program in urban education leadership that is focused on preparing principals only for urban environments. That's all we do. It's one of the most narrowly focused programs in the country. Our job is to prepare principals who can improve urban schools. It was named a model program by the Illinois Board of Higher Ed. Simply put, this program is proving what Harvard researcher Ron Edmonds asserted over 30 years ago, that we already know how to improve student learning in any high poverty school that we want to improve learning in. Former CPS CEO Arnie Duncan and the current CEO Ron Huberman are both on record as saying that the single most cost-effective lever that we know of for improving student performance in urban schools is to ensure that each school has a committed and competent principal. You put the right principal in place and you cannot find me a school that cannot be dramatically improved in terms of its student learning. Our job in our program is to produce those principals. This is why CPS contributes over $1 million a year. The public schools contribute over $1 million a year to our program to produce these principals to have the impact that they're having on urban schools. The results are not only that our candidates have the highest scoring performance of any candidates in the rigorous public schools eligibility assessment for principals, but also that we are improving student learning in 42 schools right now. We have principals in 42 CPS schools with over 20,000 candidates. Already, in just a few short years of this program, over 10% of Chicago high schools are led by UIC principals. We have another 50 candidates now in the pipeline. This kind of productivity is unprecedented. In UIC, principals are leading elementary and secondary schools to student performance increases no matter what kind of school, large, small, all African American, all Latino, mixed, elementary, secondary, and so on. Point is, what we're doing is we're showing it can be done. We are showing we know how to do it. We are leading the nation in this model, and we're getting a ton of national attention as a result. I'm proud to be a part of it. I wanted you to know about it. I wanted you to know about what UIC is accomplishing. We're seeing a national shift on how school leadership is understood in urban environments and also how teaching is understood in urban environments. And clearly, UIC is at the leading edge of that shift. Thank you very much.
Karen, I don't know whether it might be possible to get a report now from the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
I thank everyone who attended yesterday's Academic and Student Affairs Committee would agree that it was a very, very interesting meeting. Lots of wonderful discussion about the topic of the day, which was promotion and tenure, which this board will be voting on in July at the meeting. Since there is no committee meeting in July, we addressed it yesterday. Obviously, to most of us, probably all of us on the committee, promotion and tenure has been a topic about which we knew very little. And I think we also showed it was a topic we're very interested in. There were many wonderful questions. I would really like to thank the other committee members, Frances Carroll, Tim Courts, Lawrence Oliver, and Carlos, and of course our three students for all the wonderful questions that you asked, and the presenters and even non-presenters who were in attendance for helping us through the maze of promotion and tenure process. In fact, the committee was so interested in the topic that we agreed to put it on the agenda again for our September meeting to discuss appeals as part of the process of promotion and tenure. So it was a very good meeting, and again, I wish to thank the presenters. Catherine Eisenhart did an overview about promotion and tenure. Dr. Dutta discussed the role of the department head. Dr. Graves, the role of the dean. Dr. Walden, the role of the faculty campus promotion and tenure committee. And then we had a wonderful presentation by a faculty member, Dr. Majors, who recently received tenure. That was very helpful to all of us. We, in fact, had to postpone our presentation on graduate and professional programs because we ran out of time due to our discussion on promotion and tenure. So I thank everyone who attended, and I think our committee meeting will be even better in attendance after the reputation that we all gained for our lively discussion of yesterday. So I would like to thank all of you, and again, reiterate that we'll be voting on this very important topic at our July meeting. With that, I would like to ask our three outgoing trustees to please join me at the podium up here, if you would do that right now. If you have notes. I know that I speak for the entire board when I say that one of the most pleasant tasks that we have as board members is getting to work with the actual students whom we're all about. And it has just been wonderful this year to see our three trustees. And it makes us all feel so proud that the work that we're doing as board members is paying off. And you can't help but believe that when you hear and have the opportunity to work with our three student trustees this year. I have asked each of them to make just a few comments about how their year as trustee has affected them and what they've thought about their experience. I also have a certificate for each of you on behalf of all the board. And we'd all like to thank you so much for your service. So I'd like to present the certificates and then ask each one of you to make a few comments. Derek, I'd like to call you up first. It's been a real pleasure, especially living in the same town as Derek. He's given me good insight into what's going on at UIS. It's just been a real pleasure to work with you. Matt Rushke from the Urbana campus. Matt, you've just shown great leadership, and we all certainly enjoyed working with you. We want to follow up on your career in the future. I know. And Dan, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you, and I know everyone at the Chicago campus has enjoyed your leadership through this year, and I can see the chancellor definitely agreeing with me on that. So with that, and I would ask each of you to make a few remarks about your year.
First of all, I'd like to say the pleasure's all mine, honestly. Like, I've enjoyed this experience a lot. I'd like to say that serving on the board was not only a pleasure, but also a very supplemental experience educationally to my classes. I became more aware of the university leadership structure and how changes come about. My experience as a member helped me educate my schoolmates on important issues. Oftentimes when students don't like something on campus or seem something that's misplaced, they are not satisfied and they want instant change. However, through working on the Board of Trustees, I've realized that these changes take time, and I've started to understand and explain to my fellow classmates. I also started to understand how the debt that we've accumulated is not fully our fault, but a lot of times it's from the state legislatures that have not been funding us, and I've made an effort to explain to my fellow classmates that as well. I've started to understand how federal and state laws have affected our university and affected what we have to do to make the university great. I've received a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to observe up close and be mentored by some of the greatest leadership in the country. I learned and entertained a wide variety of diverse opinions that provided for me an insight on many levels. Through my learning experience on the Board of Trustees, I began to trust more and more that every day the university will survive and flourish beyond belief through this crisis. I know that knowledge, dedication, and hard work of all the members of the board, the administrators, the faculty, and the staff will truly succeed. And I believe that this has been truly an experience of priceless accommodations, and I have been lucky to enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to begin by expressing my gratitude. President Eikenberry, your service has been priceless. The rest of the board members with whom I've developed professional relationships and friendships, and the Chancellor Easter, whose service has been overshadowed with all the other changes that have been happening on the board. This has been a blessed and phenomenal experience for me. While I've moved 20 times in my life and I've sailed around the world, this is what I reference in all my interviews and in any essays I write. We've been able to witness significant organizational changes along with severe changes in leadership, and I think it's been a phenomenal experience for us. Most recently, we were able to be a part of the presidential interviews. I think it was a boot camp in proper interviewing, and it was a priceless opportunity to be at the other side of the table and see what the interview committee looks for, and just hearing some of the feedback that people gave, I thought was invaluable. Again, I'd like to thank all of you for making this the experience that it was. And while several of the senior board members are leaving, I'm confident the board will be doing just great. Thank you. Senior board members.
Oh, well, like Matt just said, we are three of the, well, out of the six of the most senior board members. You're losing a lot of leadership here. like both of my colleagues said, this has really been our pleasure over the past year. Things we've learned, the experiences we've had are invaluable, and we will carry them with us for the rest of our lives. Really, I think we got ourselves into something more than what we bargained for. We really got a lot more experience out of this than I think most of the student trustees in the past, and that will help us into our future as we move on into our careers. Not only that, but we have also gone through the change of the loss of a president and the new board members as well. But we've got to really see all of the new board members evolve, and I think that has been a vital part of our learning process, because the board was learning as we were learning as well. So we got a lot more insight, I think, than most student trustees have in the past. We've also had the great pleasure, of course, working with Stan, one of our greatest leaders that I think the university has ever seen. And it was really our pleasure to work with him. And I thank you for coming back out of retirement for 9 months, only to go back to retirement. not only was that, but I've seen myself personally grow with the experience of being part of an institution with a $4.2 billion budget in a time when we have a lot of fiscal problems that we have tried to solve ourselves, and really how a large organization works, because most people our age will not see that for years to come. when my friends ask me, you know,